Welcome to Briefings and Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Ethan Banks. It is December 5th, 2017, and here's what's happening. I had a briefing with Barefoot Networks yesterday. Barefoot is big in the programmable networking space. They are known for their Tofino chip as well as the P4 programming language. And in this briefing, Barefoot announced Barefoot Deep Insight, a network monitoring system they claim goes deep on every packet in the network. Why is this interesting? The issue is analyzing every packet in the network is increasingly difficult as networks get both larger and faster, and network telemetry is a significant use case for Barefoot customers who want to know all the things, and that led to Deep Insight being developed. And if you're missing what's wrong with the network monitoring you're used to based on SNMP counters and polling cycles, the issue is that using the control plane to obtain information about the network really sucks. It's inefficient, and it's kind of blind depending on what you're looking for. So, for example, you can't capture short-lived micro events that happen in hundreds of nanoseconds or tens of microseconds. But high-frequency trading and similarly fussy networks need to know what's happening at that highly detailed layer that polling just can't get to because the intervals are too far apart. Now, by contrast, Deep Insight uses the P4 data plane plus in-band network telemetry, INT, that provides line rate monitoring with nanosecond accuracy because all of the data is coming right off the switching chip in real time. And you're going, yeah, well, which chip? Well, Tofino for now, and Barefoot reports that there are SmartNIC vendors with INT coming, plus some interest in INT at the hypervisor edge in software switches. So if you pair the telemetry coming off of the INT data sources with software that Barefoot has created, their Deep Insight analytics software, you get real-time anomaly detection and machine learning-based analytics all via a microservices-based architecture. The analytics software performance can be scaled out, therefore, pretty cheap. It all runs on commodity hardware, and most customers, in fact, start with just one server and then add more servers as they increase the amount of data that they wish to monitor and analyze. If you are wondering what this new in-band network telemetry, INT, is all about, it is a new streaming UDP packet format carrying the packet metadata. It's not exactly a flow record like IPFIX or NetFlow. Again, it's its own thing. INT is open source. It is part of the P4 initiative. And the metadata options are many, including switch ID, arrival time, queue delay, matched rules, and more. Barefoot stressed in the briefing that the metadata included in an INT packet was fully within the customer's control via the P4 language, as in the telemetry data you're getting is fully programmable. The INT packet format is reportedly heading through the grist mill of competing interests that is the IETF standards process, meaning that INT might become an RFC standard at some point. What can I do with Deep Insight? Well, the primary use case for Deep Insight is they're going to ingest this INT metadata and then do microburst detection. You can find out which flows are creating congestion and then which flows were victimized by the situation. And with this tool in Deep Insight, you can drill into microsecond level detail to pinpoint a specific event. Another use case was to identify in an NFV SDN network stack where a latency spike was occurring. Was it at a hardware switch? Was a software component slow in this service chain? Yet another application for Deep Insight is, hey, the hottest marketing buzzword in the valley, intent-based networking. Well, analysis of INT could be a way to close the loop in an intent-based network, verifying that a packet, as it flowed through the network, was indeed compliant with a customer intent. Barefoot's future vision for Deep Insight is to extend telemetry everywhere, not just Tofino and maybe SmartNICs, but also to bare metal servers and hypervisors. And of course, it's a little different of a play to be monitoring packets at the edge in software rather than hardware, but Barefoot sees this as a subtly different use case where customers might filter which specific flows they are interested in. Therefore, they can avoid overtaxing that edge box CPU. For more information about Barefoot's Deep Insight, visit barefootnetworks.com or visit packetpushers.net for a write-up by my colleague, Drew Conroy Murray. And that was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.